Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm all about keeping it real, especially on my Finsta.
Mine was gonna be the only thing fake about me is my Finsta.
That's it.
Well, what an explosive episode. We are breaking the scene here live with our friends. We just watched the episode and it was crazy.
It was crazy.
Our friends Kaina and Crystal are here, our producers, our executive producers.
And we're
queer.
Tyler and Travis.
And this is Privileged Twinks.
A podcast where we immediately recap Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Podcast. Yes, that's in Utah.
Yeah.
Yes, we just watched the episode. It is 9 p.m. Pacific time. I don't understand why, like, the other half of the country gets to watch it at 5 p.m. and then they don't, like, we're watching it live, and why doesn't it do that for us? Why doesn't it give us the option?
I don't know. It used to. I feel like back in the day.
Okay, well, what did you think about the episode?
It was nice because it made sense why nobody was talking. Like, I was wouldn't speak to her, and it makes sense.
Do you think it was warranted? It's warranted?
I mean, I have thoughts on specificities around it, but I do understand, like, that is something that would make a cast not trust somebody and, like, not want to spend any time with them.
Yeah.
So, it makes sense.
I mean, yeah, it was, like, really shocking. We all had all of our speculation on what it was going to be, and honestly, I did not predict this at all. Like, I did not see this coming.
I cannot believe it wasn't revealed, like, somehow, somewhere, reveal it on Twitter or anything like that.
Yeah, that's the second biggest gag, is that it stayed under wraps.
That never happens.
The person who would have told it would be Reality Von Teese.
Oh, true.
Her hands were tied.
If my hairstylist knew who went home on The Bachelor the week it started airing, knew this.
Okay. But also, we have to take a moment to reflect on the fact that we just witnessed reality television history. A scene of magnificence. That's all I got.
Yeah.
That's our moment.
Give them an Oscar. Andy, we're coming for you. If a straight couple cheating could win an Emmy.
Did it win an Emmy?
I think it was nominated or something. Nominated, which has never happened, I think, for Bravo before.
No.
Yeah, I agree. Travis, you've obviously watched a lot more Housewives than us, and especially, like, you were watching them as they were airing, whereas I watched a lot of, like, Atlanta and Beverly Hills, like, after the fact. Like, I caught up.
Yeah.
What do you think, how do you think this, like, stands up to other, like, Bombshells and stuff like that?
I think this is instantly iconic as a scene. I don't know. I haven't, like, watched it enough times yet to know if there's, like, any one-liners that are gonna, like, survive it. But it will be always, like, a reference. This will be forever in the reference book.
Yeah. It reminds me of that one fight on Beverly Hills with the tailor and the cat.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that. Like, I can see that happening. But you're right. There's not a lot of
beast
one-liners. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'll be more rare. Instead of, like, funny one-liner type or, like, a single moment meme, it's, like, the whole scene is just, like, this is an iconic fight.
Yeah.
Dinner from Hell, Beverly Hills. Like, this, I think, was crazier than that.
It was.
In a different way, but, like, will be as memorable.
Go down the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to get into it? We've been exploring Twitter a lot. I do feel like
it would make more sense to talk about it. Everything is about the end, so
just we'll talk about it when we get there. Okay. Yeah. I did want to say one thing. I love people who are stans of Monica call themselves Monicunts. And it does seem that, like, even though people are like, yeah, that is crazy, they still stan. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like a little bit like, you can't help but to stand.
Oh, we're going to talk about our feelings.
Okay.
So don't worry.
Okay. This is very similar to what they did on the actual show, where they just tease what's going to happen for the whole episode.
Yeah.
But you have to wait for us now. So let's get into it. Okay, we see... Oh, yes. We're also joined by a fifth animal in the house today.
She's half Chihuahua. So
if you hear new noises, that's Poppy.
That's Poppy.
Also, I can't believe it's taken this long for us to get you guys on the pod because... They actually introduced us to Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We watched our very first episode with them in their old apartment.
It was literally our parting gift. Yeah, we really. Yeah, this is the first show that ever got us into the Housewives world in general. And we just had to share it with our friends.
Okay, so the episode opens up with a lot of thunderclapping, even though I don't think it was ever really storming.
The sunniest day you'll ever see.
And Heather's basically alluding to having to tell the other ladies something. It's big. It's not good. And they're basically doing this thing that's trying to be for the audience to be like a misdirection of like who's mad at who actually did the thing, stuff like that. Like they show like Heather calling Lisa a bully, or like they show Heather saying like something to Lisa and then they say the Lisa, the bully part. Then there's also, like, some Angie talking to Monica, and then there's some of, like, Whitney talking to Lisa. So they kind of, like, misdirect it a lot. And then Heather says, how did we all fall for it? Rewinds 8 hours earlier.
Which I would say that I think the editing did a good job because it's pretty obvious Monica was on the outs with everybody after the finale, so, like, the main drama had to be about her. But then the way they cut things up, I was like, oh, maybe this is, like, more than one person. Or maybe, like, multiple things are happening and the biggest drama is going to be somebody else, too. So, they're, you know.
Yeah.
I like the way they did it.
But it was, to me, kind of like, we already know who it's about.
Yeah.
So, 8 hours earlier, Meredith walks downstairs. She says something about, like, the wine give her a headache. And then Whitney and Monica wake up together and they talk a little bit about like how she's feeling after like all the stuff that went down with Heather the night before. It's kind of crazy because so much has happened. It's like, oh, I forgot there was drama from last week that we have to talk about.
Right.
And she basically is like, I tried to have a beach walk last night and talk to Heather, but she didn't want to talk to me. So then I ended up like making it kind of like a moment to grieve the loss of her friend. And Monica's like, oh, but I asked Lisa where you were last night, and she said something like probably off being dramatic somewhere. Which is really funny coming from Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
But Whitney, to be fair, was being like a little psychodramatic.
Well, we've said this before, that like you can tell when Whitney hits a phase of drunk.
Yeah.
And the way she starts to look at people and talk, it's just different.
Yes.
And I'm sure that's probably what Lisa was also referencing, to some degree. Like, yeah. Maybe not, like, specifically, you know, like, Whitney is in a mode.
Yeah. So then, we do see Whitney go to Heather's room, and she's like, can we talk? And Heather says, of course. And she says, I'm sorry I upset you last night, I didn't expect to have that reaction. And Whitney basically was just saying she was, like, nervous to read the book because she knew there were parts about her in it. And Heather was like, but I read you all the words that were going to be in it. And I guess she's just basically saying, like, she doesn't want, she, like, didn't ever read the final draft of the book. And so that's why she was nervous to read it. But then they, like, talk about it and it really was, like, nothing at all.
This whole scene, storyline fight, it was giving, I'm trying to do
something in the last day of filming.
And we're close to the end of the season, and I feel like I haven't done enough for my job.
Yeah.
And so let's just pick something up and try to run with it.
Yeah. So there was all kinds of stuff about, like, I guess part of the book says, like, paint me like one of your French girls, like, referencing Titanic, and then the real reason that Whitney didn't like it is because she feels like Heather took a moment where she was just, like, having this photo shoot with her husband and paying someone to do it, and she turned it into, like, a sex thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was...
She said in the book she did boudoir photography.
And they showed and her like her the photos, so, like, and she's no... like she's like handcuffed to the bed.
Well, she probably didn't show all the photos.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It's just weird that she's like, oh, it was for my husband. It wasn't a sex thing, but it was a sex thing.
And they put it on TV. Yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Long story short, it was dumb. We're cousins forever and we're fine.
And it was, yeah. That makes me even think even more that they like, she, I bet, I would even think that Whitney told Heather she was going to do this and Heather's just annoyed by it.
Yeah.
And she's like, fine. We're done.
Maybe.
Yeah, because she's like, I have to do something, Heather.
That's possible. I didn't even think about that part. Or that. Like, so, that could be a thing.
Yeah. It's so low stakes. It would be interesting if one of them said, I read all the words, and the other one said, no, or like, she, one of them was, had the opposite story, but she said, I read do everything. And she's like, I know. It's like, okay, well, we're done. What are we doing here? Move on.
But she's like, but I didn't read it. Like, she's like, I listened to it. You read it to me, but I didn't
read it for my own words. So weird.
Yeah. It's so dumb. I hated it.
Okay, so we learned that Meredith had, like, never drives, apparently. She hasn't been behind the wheel since 1987, according to Heather.
Yeah.
But they're all going to go riding on little mopeds around the island. Monica almost hits a car, but she doesn't. And then they, like, Heather passes by a goat on the moped, and she's like, hey, goat, and the goat's like, hey, bitch, because I guess there was, like, some editing from a couple episodes ago where the goat thinks that one of them calls it a bitch, like, editing it like it's the same goat.
Yeah. Sorry. I was still thinking, I got in a little loop about,
the page? The book?
Meredith.
Oh, what's your loop?
I was like, wow, she's so rich. She hasn't had to drive her own car since forever.
She also has a husband. Also, I know she lives.
Yeah. No, and she... Yeah, yeah. And they lived in New York, which has the train.
Oh, yeah, the train. Yeah. They live in New York.
But also, I was thinking... right. And also, I was thinking, you know, when you get in a car and take yourself somewhere, it's like you're alone. You're traveling alone. And it's, but Meredith doesn't... Mm-hmm. So she's never traveled alone. She's anywhere she's going, anytime she's going with someone, there's always somebody there.
That's literally me. You're sitting next to someone that does the same thing. Passenger queen.
And that's just what passenger I'm thinking princess. About.
Okay, so then they basically all decide that some of them are going to go to, like, a regular store. Well, like a clothing store. And then some of them are going to go to a perfumery. And Heather and Angie both, like, forgot their credit card, so Monica offers to pay, and her card declines the $750 transaction. But then, apparently, all she had to do was hit, like, allow in this country, and then it didn't decline it.
Although somebody said she was transferring the money.
It's possible.
I didn't know Chime did credit cards.
Is Chime... Okay, yeah, Chime someone was... else said, like, oh, she is poor, she has a Chime
card. Like, Chime is wild. I think that's the Walmart bank.
No, it's a fintech that is basically, like, one of the biggest, largest fintech companies in the world. Like, they're backed up by, like, a real bank and everything, but they're just online. And they don't have, like, their own brick and mortar. But they're, like, one of the first big companies. I work in fintech, so they're one of the first big companies to do that ever.
Like SoFi, kind of?
They were before all that. Yeah.
But it's, like, the same idea.
Yeah. They're their own bank, but I think they recently got their bank charter, but before, I think they were chartered by an official bank.
Gotcha.
But they're the first one to be, like, a virtual bank, essentially.
Hmm.
But they were venturing into credit, so I don't know if they're doing credit now or not.
Then she said, like, if my card declined in front of these bitches, I would disappear to the Bermuda Triangle on purpose.
Yeah. She was taking a risk.
Okay, so then they all get down to dinner. It's, like, this triangle table set up. And Heather says, the theme of tonight's dinner is the Bermuda Triangle. Legend has it, it's this mysterious island. It's the Devil's Island, where there's unsolved mysteries, including shipwrecks, sunken treasure, and unsolved mysteries. Even though she said that twice in the same sentence. And she says, she puts all those creepy little dolls they made out all along the table.
Eunice.
And she says, Eunice? What was Eunice?
I don't know. Who named it? I think Heather named it.
And she basically is like, if there is an unsolved mystery about a person at the table, take the doll of that person and ask them the mystery. Now, what I didn't get was, did they have to pick up the one in front of them?
That's what it seemed like to me, but I think, because at one point, she has a different doll.
She picks up Meredith's doll and then says, not Monica. I don't understand what was happening with it.
Yeah. I mean, I think they had probably arranged for it to be, like, with, like, I'm sure production was involved to some degree, like, put this with this so that we can have these two people talk about something.
Yeah.
And then they just aired the ones that were, anything happened, which would have only been Meredith and, I would think everybody went to some degree.
Yeah.
And then they probably saved.
The best for last.
Yeah. Or, but maybe not. Who knows?
Okay, so we see Whitney chooses Lisa's, picks up Lisa's doll, and confronts her about the whole calling her dramatic thing. And she says, my mystery is that you're very dramatic, including going off on Meredith yesterday on the yacht. And then Lisa starts trying to defend herself or whatever. She's like, no, no, my mystery is why can you be dramatic but others can't?
And then, Whitney does this thing when she raises her voice. It's almost like she's not raising her voice. It's like, it feels like she's not capable fully of yelling. So she sounds like she's just talking a little loud. And she sounds,
and it somehow goes that up makes in her pitch.
But somehow that makes her sound more like a child.
Yeah, it does.
And she just looks like a 5-year-old. Like, me, 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 me. Can't do it.
No, I agree. I also, so this part, they literally say the word dramatic 15 times within, like, 2 seconds. And Monica
Which is what? Dramatic.
Dramatic, yeah. And I loved it. She says, was I being dramatic or was I being emotional?
Okay. Way to define the word.
But yeah, Monica said that they should have played a drinking game, but if you do, you'd be on the floor with how many times they said it.
How many shots are in a fifth? 750 milliliters, guys.
What is 750 milliliters to ounces?
Well, I am not walking Wikipedia. And my phone is recording.
Okay, so Meredith asks Heather why she hasn't spoken up for Meredith more on this trip, for her more on the trip. Especially when it comes to the DMs and stuff like that.
She said, because your ass looked guilty.
She basically did say that. And Meredith basically said that she just has gotten more calm throughout the years. Uh-huh. And, like,
I've matured.
She matured and can handle situations better. And I'm like, flashback to, like, literally a month before her screaming at the table. Mm-hmm. That's when they should have flashed that back.
That, truly.
That they knew
they've shown it too many times. They literally
can't. And this wasn't about her. Do you think that Meredith just literally brought this part up just because she wanted, like, the DM thing to, like, immediately go to Monica?
I didn't really think about it, so I don't know. I feel like she brought it up before, but those were in confessionals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that might have been filmed after, was filmed after the fact.
She also tweeted.
So, I mean, it could be possible.
She tweeted today and was like, now you know why I was, like, silent about it. I found out about Monica being in my store before the trip, and I was just thinking and observing. And I was like, no, I think you did a little scheming yourself.
Yeah.
You at least did a little talking behind people's backs.
Do you know, though?
And it came to light, I think.
I will say the one thing, no, because Meredith didn't know about that part. I was thinking, if you were sitting there talking about the DM situation, and you knew somebody else at the table, you suspected somebody else at the table of being actually doing that, then your reaction would be different than, like, a normal innocent person. But Meredith didn't know about the Von Teese thing, only Heather knew.
She knew at this point in the conversation.
No, the table where...
In the cave?
In the cave, yeah.
Gotcha. I just think that she got caught in a little bit of a lie. I think she and Monica were probably talking shit.
They definitely were.
In Park City.
They were doing that. And But well, I wonder if the account that sent the DMs
was the Von Teese. I had that thought too. I don't know.
But then I'd be surprised because if Meredith is checking her DMs from them, if they all feel so strongly about like disliking that account.
Yeah. So. I think when they showed it was like a blank account. A blank profile.
Gotcha.
So then this is when we get to it finally, sort of. Heather picks up Meredith's doll. For some reason, she, like, gives Meredith a sign. She, like, I don't know. She's, like, I don't actually have any questions for Meredith, but I do have a question for Monica. And then she says, the mystery for me with Monica is who is the real Monica? When I met you, we bonded over being single moms of daughters. We had a great time. Charming, funny, witty, smarter than probably people think. I thought truth teller, but I don't feel like that's who the real Monica is. The real Monica is someone who really doesn't want to be our friend, but wants to profit from our lives and our pain. I know who you really are, and who you really are is...
Time jump.
2 hours earlier. Mm-hmm. Heather is standing alone, so dramatic on the beach. I love that she just probably walked all the way down to the beach and then texted them, like, meet me here and just stood there alone. Like, I want to know how many
minutes. I bet she's a serious text message. Because they all came out and they're like, what was that? Like,
true. And early. Sorry. She's like, Whitney comes down, then Lisa comes down, then Meredith finally comes down. Okay, Heather says, I'm nervous, I'm shaking, there's something I need to tell you guys, and it's big, and it's not good. We've come a long way as us four, and Monica is not who she says she is. She's not our friend, she's someone who has schemed and worked her way into our friend group, and the women we've tried to champion ourselves as...
What? Early.
The woman we have tried to champion and who we've tried to make our friend is actually Reality Von Teese.
Dun, dun, dun.
So,
which I had never heard of. Had you heard of her?
When they showed her on the show, it only, like, when they showed screenshots of it, it had like 5,000 followers. Which, granted, is like a lot for just a regular person to have, but it's not like it's crazy.
It's not like Radar Online.
But I guess maybe they were suggesting that like all of their worst rumors were coming out of that, like starting there or something.
And I had a lot of like maybe like insider knowledge type of things, like the videos that Monica posted, about Jen.
Right.
Well, they probably don't want to talk if they have. They probably don't want to talk about that account on the show because it gives them more like power, you know.
Yeah, but they did. It's also crazy that this show has had so many accounts made.
Yeah.
Angie H's husband.
Other shows have lightly alluded to people, like, kind of doing things behind the scenes.
Okay, they basically all are like, how did you find out? And Heather's hairstylist used to be Monica's best friend and also hairstylist. And they show, like, a flashback of her. And Heather said that she saw it. But right before, she never saw it, but right before she left for Bermuda, she went to get a gift card for Monica, and she found that there were three Monicas with three different last names and the same birthday in Beauty Lab's account.
Right, because she's getting her a gift card for Beauty Lab.
So, obviously, we know this is about the Beauty Lab. Eventually, the suing and stuff happens, but I guess at this point, the suing there didn't really happen until after the, like, recently.
Mm-hmm.
After filming wrapped. So then, Heather also said that she thought it was weird, like, the timing of the DMs and everything right before, like, it happening, like, one day before the trip and things like that. Monica being like, did you get these DMs with Meredith? Like, it was very convenient sounding. And something Monica said kept coming back to me. It was when she said, I don't think Meredith would, like, send those DMs or anything like that, but I would do that.
Yeah. Do you think that was her... do you think it was her being too honest, or just being honest? Do you think she was kind of laying the groundwork for revealing some of this stuff later, Or do you think it was just like a Freudian slip?
I think it was a Freudian slip.
I think it was a Freudian slip too.
I mean, I don't know. I think it was kind of like, she'd be like, I'm kind of crazy, but not Meredith, or something like that. But it didn't, obviously with the context of it being an Instagram DM, it's not the same.
Yeah. I remember when she said it, and I was like, because they're very, like, I understand it, but I guess it's not really, like, I've never experienced anything like that. But they've made it very clear that the idea of somebody being, like, duplicitous on the inside is, like, very, very, like, bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is, so but...
Don't throw yourself in that ring. Well, obviously, she already had.
So, yeah, basically we find out from Tanisha, the hairstylist, that she came clean about knowing that Monica did all these things on the phone to Heather, and she sent her a bunch of, like, screenshots and stuff, including some that say, say, I'm Reality Tees, or Reality Montees, from Monica. So... There's, like, it's very much, like, not just, it's not just, like, they run this account together. It's, like, Monica, like, admitting to being the one running the account, it seems, in the screenshots.
Yeah, that's weird, because she said Tanisha started the account.
Later, she says that, once, when she's caught in it all.
I know, but, so I'm saying the fact that Tanisha had something saying Monica started it, it was either...
That's what I'm saying.
The proof, it's, like, but was it edited, you know what I mean?
I mean, it could have been, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like, based on what Tanisha is saying now and then, that Monica's lying and it is her just running it. She kind of implicates herself later when she's like, says that Angie's the one that likes all the stories and stuff like that.
Well, she had already said it was part true at that point.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, so then they all kind of start crying on the beach a little bit. Meredith especially is crying because she's like, when will it end?
I'm freaking out.
And they all agree to confront her at dinner. So then we go back to dinner. And
this was a stunning scene of them all, like, in their drapey,
flowy, like, windy.
Yeah, in the breeze on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the truth bomb dropped on them.
So we go back to Heather, and she says, you are Reality Von Tees. She says, no. And she says, you've bullied all of us, and cyberbully is online. I have proof of you saying it's you. Receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots. You're a fucking troll. You're a fucking bully. And you do not deserve to be at this table with any of us. I think that's pretty iconic.
It is, yeah.
And then she says that she's not Reality Von Tees again.
Yeah, I don't know if at this point it's weird because she was like, I always knew this was going to come out. But then your first instinct was just to deny. Or
she denied were you, it.
Was she denying for knowing that she was going to clarify her involvement?
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not Reality Von Tees, because it's just not just one pig.
She said that's not entirely true.
Yeah.
And Lisa says, what does that mean? And she said, it means it's partially true.
You done bad.
So then we get, you infiltrated this friendship, you sought out Jen Shaw on social media, you got caught on security footage stealing the clutch, and that's when we find out that Meredith has footage of Monica being in her store.
But they also said that she didn't steal the clutch.
Well, then Meredith says, it's not that you said that you didn't... It's not that I think you stole the clutch, but she's on security footage the day the clutch was stolen, and she tells Meredith she's never been in the store. So it does seem like a little bit of, like, a, why are you lying about that? Mm-hmm. Because you probably know who stole the clutch.
Maybe she just didn't want to... Well, never mind. I was going to say maybe she didn't want to seem like a fan. Being like, oh, I've been here before. Mm. But then, it's just a normal store. True. So they're like, that wouldn't be unusual either. I don't know.
So then Lisa jumps in and says that she used to do drive-bys at Jen Shaw's house. Which I don't really know what this is even...
Yeah, they kept saying it. And I was like, okay.
That just seems like Lisa has something on. Well, on Twitter, there was a video of her saying she was doing a drive-by at her house. So it does. Maybe Lisa saw that from some, like, someone sent her that video or something. Mm. But yeah, I don't really understand. Lisa just wanted to jump in, I think, and have something to say.
Yeah, I was confused.
Because she said, I didn't have to do drive-bys. I work for her, you dumb bitch. And then they both start screaming dumb bitch at each other over and over again.
And then Monica really leans in.
Well, yeah.
That later?
She says, first Lisa stands up and takes off her earrings and stuff. So, it like, producers start kind of running and, like, thinking it's going to be a fight, I think. Mm. The other part is a little bit later. Okay. First, we have to get... Oh, okay. So then, in her confessional, she's basically saying, like, that her mission with the whole Instagram account was to take John down Jen. And then the other women were just collateral damage. But I don't know. That doesn't... It seems like she was having a lot of fun running this account.
Right.
Like... fucking with all these people.
Mm-hmm. So you... All the people she heard about, too, while she was working with
Jen too. Mm-hmm.
Or for her, whatever.
I just feel like at that point, just call... Maybe, I guess she's saying, like, we had to have it be about, like, everybody, or else it would be too obvious that we worked for Jen, maybe?
Yeah, like, they didn't want it to look like they were just gunning for one person.
Yeah. Hmm. So you think that Bravo obviously did not know that was her? Running the account.
No, I'm not saying that for sure, but I would be surprised because I feel like there's some sort of, like, the way that the girls feel about having somebody like that in their midst. Like, this is a, like, shot, like, the levels coming off of this, you know, they're like, it's not good for the cast, ultimately.
Yeah.
So... Unless they were like, we're struggling with ratings or something, like, let's do something crazy and hope it lands. Maybe they did that. But I just feel like, long term, it doesn't seem like the smartest move to, if they knew it going in, because it could just play so bad.
I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Heather actually just found out? Because it seems... pretty convenient that the last day of filming on the last day of the trip, that this happens.
Well, she said she knew about it. But she
just now got confirmed on the phone that day.
No, she had the story, so she knew all the details.
But she just got that confirmed from Tanisha.
And she sent it to somebody for further, like, verification.
True. You did. That is true.
Right.
They bleeped the name. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounded like the call was genuine.
She also did say somebody at bleep. Mm-hmm. Like, sounding like Meta or Facebook.
Yeah, they sent it. Right.
But I don't think Facebook is allowed to give you...
No. I mean, like, they had, like, some cybersecurity... Like, maybe at least the cybersecurity team.
That'd be funny if when they bleeped it out, she said, Lisa cybersecurity team.
But then also, you're right. I don't really know how... They could... I don't know what method of confirmation she was going for.
I kind of feel like she knew, and then this phone call maybe was, like, confirmation, quote-unquote.
So you think she was acting with, like...
With the camera, like, the hot mic moment.
Freaking out.
I don't know. I mean, I just think it makes really good TV.
It does. But this is straying into, like, conspiracy theory, like, territory.
Conspiracy theory.
You know, where it's like, if that could be true, then anything could be true. You know what I mean?
Well, but she didn't want the cameras in the room either. And I feel like...
Oh, yeah. Nothing's better than a hot mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
But you're assigning a lot of, like...
Well, I'm just saying she pretty much knew before this and was treating Monica the same.
I mean, listen, like, not every housewife... I mean, housewives aren't selected for genius. You know, status. And, like...
You call Heather dumb?
And, no. But I'm just saying, like, they're not known for, like, being the most intelligent people. Even if they are, that's, like, not what they're on the show for. They don't select for that. And on top of that, like, most of these people are just very ordinary. Like, they just happen to have enough money to do fun things. You know, they're not, like, master... So sometimes when we, like, assign... like these schemes to people. It's like, I don't
think... I'm just saying she knew it before the trip. Like, just because this one person confirmed it, she was treating Monica this full same until that one person confirmed
it. Well, you don't... She had been getting into it with Monica. Do you think some of their attention started...
Okay, a little bit, but like... I don't know.
I think the timeline was like... Because in Heather's story, she said, this thing stuck out to me. About how she said, like, oh, mm-hmm. I would do that. So I think that's when she, like, started side-eyeing her more. And then she tried to dig in deeper.
That could be true.
While she was in Bermuda? Yeah.
Possibly.
That's a lot to happen. What? It was like 2 days.
Well, now... I
guess they could have gotten it all together.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
I just think the timeline of it all is... I mean, they're smart and they're doing their jobs. It's, like, they're not dumb people, and they know that in order... Like, it's like Whitney was trying to have a storyline last night. You know what I mean?
Right. But I'm saying, like, that's obvious, because she didn't do a good job. I mean, I guess Heather could have done a good job. At, like...
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I know, but I'm...
Jesus. It's just crazy that Heather probably knew the whole time, and then was just, like, buddy-buddy with Monica.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Okay, so then we get back to the table. Let's get back to the table. Angie has arrived, and she now knows what's going on for the most part. So she starts screaming obscenities at Monica too now, for some reason. And Monica basically is like, sit down. You're the one that like is all up in my DMs all the time, liking things, commenting, which is really funny. To think, because you know that Monica's probably already on the show at this point, and then seeing responses from Angie.
Mm-hmm.
But then she
said... Or even if it was just last year.
Yeah. But she said, like, everyone does that, but I'm like, then where are the screenshots of everyone else doing that?
Right.
But then, I guess, Angie decides to, like, stand up and pick up a bouquet and act like she's going to throw it at her and say, like, she's going to...
She didn't even really wind up. She, like, picked it up kind of like nothing. I was like, okay.
She said, I'll shove them down your fucking throat, and then just, like, sits down immediately.
I know. I think it's also important to know this is when they all start, like, moving sides and, like, physically moving away.
Physically getting together.
Yeah.
Angie just needed a curse, you know?
Yeah.
It didn't really matter what she was saying.
So then Whitney starts screaming some stuff, and then this is when Monica basically is like, Tanisha started the account, and, like, it wasn't all her and all this stuff, and Heather's basically like, you owe it to us to tell us what your role in it was. Tell us what you did!
Mm-hmm.
And then Monica says, okay, some of the videos I took of Jen... They were posted on there. So these are the ones of Jen getting crazy with her employees. Her designer that they showed last season. And then Lisa's kind of questioning, like, are you going to tape us and put that online and all this stuff? This is when she really lays into it. She says, shut up. I didn't write all of it. You're ugly. You have a leather ass. You have Donald Trump loving friends, something like that. Basically trying to out her as a Republican.
Right.
And then she said that, like, she's not going to tape her unless you abuse your employees.
Yeah. Don't abuse your employees and you'll be fine.
She said, like, you're all's best friend Jen did.
Yeah.
And this does bring up a good point that I've been seeing a lot on Twitter, and you said it immediately, like, yes, this is bad, but, like, she didn't send people... Like, she didn't go to jail for, like, screwing old people out of a lot of money.
Yeah. Like, Jen's an actual horrible person.
And yet none of them had really a reaction even when she, like, went to jail.
Yeah. I mean...
Like, being... None of them actually angry at her. They were all just like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, the fucked up thing, too, last year was that a lot of them had suspicions, right? And they said in interviews, like... didn't really understood how she made money, and that made me think it was shady, or it just seemed unsavory, you know? So, they were already primed for her being arrested, and then to really, like, ride for her up until I mean, I understand that she was lying to them. But she just did, it was just way worse what she did.
Yeah.
And for them to not even, like, have a group moment of, like, you know, getting away from her and, like, yeah. they did with this, I don't know. But I will say, they are two very different. One is a, like, one is somebody who hurt somebody else for financial gain. And they did lie, Jen did lie to them, but only in, you know, like, her involvement. Whereas Monica is somebody who is, like, they view as having actually harmed them mm-hmm. and has now betrayed their trust. Like, how can they trust her when she's done these things and gotten herself into the group?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just feels very more personal to them, and that's why they've reacted. So, like, on the one hand, I get it, and but on the other hand, it's like, all right, calm down. You guys looked really... You're making yourselves look really bad for last year.
Yeah. So then Whitney starts yelling at her again, and she says that... Monica basically says that she has secrets. They all have dirty little secrets, dark little secrets, mm-hmm. and they're going to come out at some point. And I'm like, I really hope they actually do, because she's been teasing that all season in her confessionals. And then it never came out still. She never said it.
Hmm.
And then now she's going to have the burn book, so I guess we'll see what's in that.
I don't think that's going
to
go
you
well.
You hate when housewives bring a book, or bring, like, receipts.
It just never plays out the way they think it's going to.
Yeah.
And it's, like, cute for... Like, there have been moments where it's like, okay, that was, like... cute, but then it goes on for too long.
A letter from Marcel's liver.
I always think that was the best one.
That's my favorite
piece. Adriana is so crazy. I love her.
He said, I never loved Marisol.
Okay, so then Heather stands up one last time, and she says, what you don't understand about this group is we are friends, and we have been through this bullshit before with Jen. So comparing her to Jen. For years, we would wake up afraid that our lives would be exposed. But we're the type of girls who are ride or die, and for years we put up with stuff. And you don't know the stuff we went through. I felt like I had to lie for her and defend her, even when she gave me a black eye.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
This would have been much more impactful if we didn't know the black eye was already going to come out. Because, like, at this point, it was like, it has to be in this, or it's, then somebody just lied about it. So it didn't feel like the big bomb that it was.
Well, Andy ruined that for himself.
Yeah.
Because he said it on Watch What Happens Live, like, the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
But they never know how people are going to react, so maybe him saying that little nugget kept people for the episodes that the stuff wasn't happening, you know?
Right.
So then they show the clip, and it is very hard to watch in hindsight with Jen being like, that's what we're trying to find out. What happened?
Oh, yeah, her eyes were so shifty. I don't know if the edit last year, they, like, kept all that.
No, it was in there.
It was, yeah. Because we should have, like, if you just watched her face, she was, like, her eyes were just shifting around.
Yeah. So, apparently Meredith didn't know, because Meredith's like, what? Mm-hmm. And Whitney definitely didn't know, because that was when they weren't really talking. And she said she wished she could have gone to Whitney with it.
Yeah. I don't think she told anybody.
They all seemed shocked.
Yeah. So then Monica says, well, I'm glad you finally told the truth for once. Which right. is just so funny. Like, how is that going to be your last, like, words you mutter in this, like, where everyone just exposed you for being a liar?
Monica's, like, so petty.
So then Heather says, I did this for her, but I will not do it for you. Pack your bags and go. And she does. She goes. Apparently at 2 a.m., is that what it said?
Yeah, 2 a.m., apparently.
So then Monica, in her confessional, says she has information. She knew the information would come out. Even Gossip Girl can't stay Gossip Girl forever. That's an iconic ending to a season, I would say.
Yeah.
And they're all holding each other, crying.
She's also insinuating that there's more to the story, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she says that later.
I know, I just feel like, okay, you've had enough time to think about
that's
this.
That's literally what I just said.
What?
That she always was teasing all season that she
no,
has
I'm saying,
dirt on people and that she doesn't even say any of it.
Yeah, but I mean, she's had time since she left? Like, why didn't, if there was all this, like, bomb, why didn't you do it at the dinner table?
She thinks she's going to do it at the burn book now, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just, it makes me believe her less.
Yeah, that's not, I agree.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to say.
Well, I didn't understand you.
Okay, so then we get the little flashes.
What? I meant to ask a question before we got into that, and I forgot. I was going to say how, at the beginning, before we talked about it, like, how we actually all felt about Monica after the episode. Mm. But I forgot.
How'd you feel in the moment when Heather said, "Reality Von Tees"?
I was like, who?
I was like, what is this?
What?
Well, okay, we can wait till the end of them. We can say that.
I just wanted to say it before, and then we can talk about it. It doesn't matter.
Well, have to do all their little life things. I missed it anyway. And then Monica says at the end, the part where she knows more. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Heather's little life thing is, Heather has been relishing her time with all three daughters, .. Enjoying conversations about life, love, .., but definitely not sex. Tudor boot.
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 Yeah.
Boot. Okay, they show.
I mean,
Heather,
it's nice that you spend time with your children. but
partial.
But I'm gonna kind of
assume the children, that's how we wrapped it up.
But I'm just gonna assume that if you're a good parent, you're doing that. So I don't really need to be told.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. Then I love that they like cut that like immediately with her just like weeping back at the table. Like she goes.
Like she's in a
pole. She just.
Yeah. The second Monica got down that hill.
She's been so strong up until that moment.
Such a strong mom. Okay. Whitney continues to navigate the bumpy road of marriage, work, and family with Bobby as her chauffeur.
And her little golf cart.
Toot, boot.
Toot for Bobby, boot for the rest.
Yeah, I agree.
Toot the children.
Toot the children, nevermore. Okay. Angie and Sean are recommitted to working on their marriage.
Toot.
Just that laundry and everything.
The laundry, pan up, flowers on the floor.
Starting with more date nights and alone time, Electra now sleeps in her own bed. .. most of the time.
Oh, wait, we gotta boot the child.
Yeah! Boot the horse girl. Why boot the child?
Toot the child.
Toot the child.
No, they, yeah, I know. I was saying they booted her out of the bed.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. She got bucked off, if you will.
Okay.
After a rough winter with her friends, and the four unbearable days without a bathtub, Meredith went home and immediately upgraded to a jacuzzi, .. in her rental.
Toot the tub.
Toot
Seth wearing a scarf in the jacuzzi.
Boot Seth wearing a scarf in the
jacuzzi. Boot Chef. Boot Chef. It just grows with the castle and everything.
Boot Chef. Do you think they were recording the podcast? Like, why were they just wearing all her merch in this hot tub? Including a scarf.
But, I mean, they planned it.
Yeah.
This was like, they got back from Bermuda and they did their after, like, post little catch-up things or whatever. Yeah. Like, extra footage they probably filmed.
Okay. Then we get a producer asking Monica, take me back to the dinner when the women asked you to leave. And she says, now, there was so much more I wanted to say, but that was not the time. There's so much more to the story that needs to come out, and trust me, you're going to want to hear it. Then we fade, and it says, since arriving home, Monica has not spoken with the other women, nor her mother. With her divorce finalized, she's focused on raising her daughters and has no plans to return to Bermuda.
Hmm. I mean, two. The iconic season. I don't know if
shoot.
They can. I don't. Yeah, shoot.
The iconic season.
Yeah. I don't know if they can bring this, like,
shoots
how it's going to work
in the gay world.
But, like, she single-handedly, like, stomped all over this show. And if this is the last of my, like, if she doesn't come back, she went out with a bang.
Do you think she'll come back?
I think she will if they'll have her.
Right.
The question is will the... I feel like, I mean, depending on how the reunion goes, I just think it's going to be hard. Like, you can't... I don't know. You can't have people not filming with each other for too long.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to be the first one to, like, reach out to her? Or, like, who's going to...
But didn't they say after that Mary and somebody... Meredith followed Monica again?
Mary and Meredith re-followed her after the reunion. And Whitney.
So, yeah. I think they're going to show, like, a classic, like, conversation somewhere and one of the housewives is talking to her.
Yeah.
And they want to bring her back in.
Well, it's just a matter of, like, do you think anybody will ever, like, trust her to be, like, a friend after all this?
I think they...
Because they think she's a fake persona online.
I don't know. I think it might be that at first, and then they'll get past it. That would be the story.
That's what I would say, too, but I just don't know that they will get past it.
I don't either. I don't know. Yeah.
I think Lisa will always use it against her.
Mm.
Out of all of them.
And Heather seems the most... Like, this was her...
Yeah.
Her bone to pick. And she's collected it, and she's holding on to it.
Yeah.
Because she said she didn't see herself ever filming with Monica again.
Yeah.
I can see Meredith being the one talking to her.
Yeah.
Because she did it with Jen, and she did it with Mary. Yeah.
Yeah. She also... Reaches out to blogs.
DMs.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I don't know. I didn't like... There's a couple things. Okay, first, they said... I didn't like the Jen-Shaw comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not... I don't... Yes, they both can be loud and exuberant people. And, like, life of the party type people. And the insults were very...
Similar.
Could go low. They went for, like, physical appearance, money stuff. So, there are similarities, but I don't really see them as remote. I don't think they're the same person.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think they were afraid of Jen, and they weren't afraid of Monica.
Right. And she was saying that part of the reason why she got onto Monica was that her behavior was similar to Jen's. But I don't, but...
I think she's just saying that after the fact.
Yeah.
They're just, she's just calling them both liars.
Like villains.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
But I do think when Heather was like, how can one moment she be mad and the next shut down? That's right. Just like Jen Shaw. I'm like, okay.
No, you're reaching.
And obviously, the confessionals were filmed after the fact. So she's saying this, like, to lead up to this.
Mm-hmm. Also, I have always liked Heather, even when she wasn't having the greatest moments. But I find it interesting her friendship with Jen and how Jen treats people and her, specifically her employees. I don't know if they were friends all the time to where she would have seen any of that, but part of me feels like she must have been exposed to some of that behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Or seen her mistreat other people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and she said she's seen it on her,
and on Monica,
no, on to herself.
Oh, gotcha, right. And then, and also Heather spent so much time with Jen because they were friends, like outside of just filming the show. So, but you don't have that with Monica, so that's why I'm like.
It's time.
No, so her whole argument about how, like, oh, we did this for Jen, we're not doing it for you, but it's like, it's not even remotely the same situation.
She's like, I can excuse fraud.
Right.
And abuse of employees.
I rode hard for this.
Maybe she's saying,
you're punching me.
And I will not do it for you, blogger.
I think what she was basically saying was that she rode too hard for Jen, and now, like, when she's coming back, I don't know, she's like, I'm not gonna let history repeat itself.
Yeah, well, I think she, I mean, I
like,
think the main thing was
bad,
that...
I'm gonna be like, no. You're done.
No, I think she was saying that the main comparison was that they were afraid Jen was gonna say things, or that they were afraid that Jen was lying to them, and they would be defending somebody who actually did do bad things, which is what happened. And they were afraid of that. And like, so that kind of lack of trust and transparency in their friendship made things really hard.
Yeah.
And so they don't want to do that again. But I still think comparing them so hard was, like, a little disservice. Because I think Heather, the whole, like, dinner and her, all the things that she said was very well done. Yeah. But the end part, that's when the whole gin thing, threw me off. I'm hyper-focusing on it, but I didn't like it.
No, I agree. And it's, like, the last thing she said, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, Jen did respond from jail, and let's read it.
Let's not give her any more attention.
I'm gonna read it. Bravo. If I punched Heather in her eye, you guys would have footage to prove it. It's clear the show can't live without me, since I was brought up at the beginning, middle, and end of season 4. Andy is still butthurt that I turned down his one-on-one interview. Why would you sit down with someone who, quote, gave another cast member a black eye? Next story.
She's so annoying. First of all, there's lots of things that they've not caught on camera because they don't have 24/7 round the clock cameras.
Right. And not in the room with Heather.
Right. And also, I think it's probably part of the contract that they can't film them 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So if they've filmed a part of the day and they're going crazy at night and they can't, like, the Kathy rant, remember, was it on?
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's exactly the Kathy rant, except Rena's not in jail.
I know, yeah. But I just mean there's lots of things that they've missed because of that, so no. Mm-hmm. And then also,
I want the
Kathy person rant. Who got punched denied Jen doing it, so then... If we don't know who's done it, then why wouldn't they want to talk to you after that season?
Yeah.
Although they denied inviting her to do a one-on-one, if I remember right.
She's saying that Andy invited her on a one-on-one and she declined it.
Right, but didn't they right say away, that they never right did the that?
I think they denied ever asking her to be on the reunion.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, I think it's time that we rank cast members. I would have an argument that after seeing that, Heather's won. And the only reason I'm going to say not the only reason I'm going to say not Monica is because if Heather didn't do all this digging and find it all out the last night of Monica's birthday dinner in Bermuda, then we would not have that.
Yeah. And what would the season have been?
Exactly. The season would have ended with the weird cousin fight.
And that would have been sad.
And weird.
The weird boudoir cousin.
Boudoir.
So that's but also you have to say I would say Monica's number one because they couldn't have even had that. Heather had nothing to dig without Monica.
Yeah.
No.
And Monica carried. I mean, all the moments this year have been like Monica carried the show. I feel.
Yeah.
She was interesting. She was funny. She was. Genuine, I supposedly. She seemed genuine.
She lied through her teeth.
Maybe, I don't know, but she's a really good actress if she did.
She's extremely relatable, too, as an audience member.
Yeah. Especially, like, viewing her next to these other newbies that are happening right now that are just so blah.
They're giving nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Monica gave and gave and gave and gave. And even though you may not like her, she didn't steal from old people. And she's
not a cult leader.
Do you think she took Lisa's ring?
No.
They even said that when Lisa lost the ring, Monica wasn't in the bathroom. Yeah. She just went in and to help after. I mean, could she have found it?
Was but there by a the blonde time... woman in the bathroom?
Wearing a COVID mask?
Okay,
so we'll do Monica 1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heather 2.
Yeah, I guess so. That speech was like,
I think this whole episode makes Heather too for me.
Yeah.
Okay. At least.
I can agree with that. Because the rest of them are all kind of close together for me.
Yeah. The rest of them were like supporting roles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who third? I mean, obviously we have You Can Leave.
Oh.
Is that enough to rank you higher?
Lisa, I would give it to Lisa.
For what?
Oh.
Her yacht thing. Her...
This last episode.
Her being, she went on a little arc of being a narcissist and then going back to, like, not being the worst person. Not the worst, but you don't think so?
I'm going to choose Meredith over
she
Lisa.
She has the most iconic phrases.
Like, phrases that left the show. The woomas.
The nastiness.
But that also happened... I mean, it is iconic, but it also happened, like, episode two. What did she do for the rest of... The rest of her scenes were the podcast. And then her dramatic crying at the end.
I just think the dramatic crying did save me a little bit.
She did get accused...
Also, her denying this fake Instagram account, like...
Scamming,
really. I don't care too much. It's the Meredith.
The getting glam in bed with an IV hooked up to
you. Oh, yeah. Looking very ill.
So you're good to say Meredith next?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it to her.
Meredith. Then I would say Lisa. Mm. Then Angie.
Really? You're putting Angie over Whitney?
What did Whitney do?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. No. I know. I'm just... It's shocking that Angie's like...
Hot clawed this out.
That's true.
As a country, if we put the hottest person last, what are we saying?
She's not also, last. Mary will be last to me. But I guess she's last of the main
cast. Even though she's not a cast member?
She's the main. She was main cast member this time, wasn't she?
She wasn't this time.
Mary was not. She was not here for the last five.
Yeah. That's fine, yeah.
Do you think Whitney above Angie?
I just feel like Angie wasn't giving that much either. But I will say I loved Angie's directness. Yeah. I liked that homegirl, even if she wasn't going to be iconic, was willing to go to bat. You know, she's like, I'm going to get here and I'm going to confront you.
I like the lure of like the mafia, the gay husband, the colored dog, the horse daughter. So I like the lure of all of that she brought.
The first two rumors that she denied.
I agree. The Greek.
The Greek was something.
And she came her uninvited house is too to the sterile thing.
Yeah, the me. Palm Springs thing was fun when she just showed up.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. She's willing. She was like, there's not too many iconic, like, you know, when you think of, like, what are iconic things she said, I'm like, she does it. She just kind of sounds the same all the time.
She
but
danced
she
with
does.
Whitney's hair.
That's not. No. That was
nice.
Stranger things have happened. Let's not.
Also, she has better outfits than Whitney.
Oh.
I disagree.
Not sunglasses.
Yeah, not sunglasses.
I think here's why the dancing with the hair around the waist.
Oh my god.
It reminds me of that meme with the girl in the grocery store with a bag of like nuggets on her head and she's like holding up two peace signs. She's like, I'm so quirky and weird. That's what Angie reminds me of when she's dancing with the little hair around her
God.
But okay, so that's the list.
Yeah.
Whitney bottom. Mm-hmm. Monica top.
She wasn't giving.
It's not that I don't want to see Whitney on my screen.
I'll never forget Whitney.
Yeah, it's just the season. It's just the season.
Yeah.
I'll never forget Whitney.
Okay. She loves blondes.
No, don't say that. Okay.
But... How do we feel about Monica, and do, if it was in your hands, would you bring her back?
Yes.
I would say right, she's our Robin Hood.
I would say Monica's rise up.
Monica? Yeah. Would you classify yourself as a Monica?
Monica.
Yes.
I wasn't expecting it to be
unanimous.
And I think the world agrees.
Yeah, I mean, okay, but do you think any of the, because it's easy to say after the fact, well, I knew this was going to come out, and I would have confronted. She does seem to be very honest, and I think maybe not about that. I mean, about her life.
Yeah,
like,
she
doesn't seem to pull back things when it comes to, like, being on TV.
Well, yeah, and who out of all of us has not participated in reading, like, gossip about the Housewives, you know, like...
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. She did.
Do you think that she was involved in any, like, she says that she only did stuff about Jen Shaw. Do you think that's true?
No.
No.
I think it started out as Jen Shaw, but I think.
At the very minimum, she knew, and, like, all the people involved, like, they were probably texting back and forth, and they were like, oh, ha ha ha, like, that's so funny. Like, it's not like she was completely hands off. At the very minimum, but I think she was involved and probably posted stuff.
Do you think she's a ringleader?
Or
her friend.
She at least has it on her phone if she knows that Angie's DMing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure they all
like
have
she's
access.
At least logged into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess somebody else could screenshot them and they could have shared them amongst themselves or whatever, but.
She didn't really deny it, though. I think she just kind of, like, took the road, like, that she thought would get her out the least by blaming this other person who already admitted to being part of it.
Gotcha.
Do you think her mom knew?
She named other people.
Yeah, though. She named other people. They're all bleeped out.
That is true. She did.
And they fixed the subtitles, so we really don't know who they are.
Damn.
Do you think...
The mom let's knew, put ourselves. Let's, if the mom knew, that shit would have already been out.
Let's say that
would not have made it this long on Twitter. Right.
But what about, like, just put yourself in the other girl's shoe, the other castmate's shoe. Like, you've been on this show. These people have, like, set this account has put really nasty things out, rumors about you out there that people have talked about. And now you realize somebody who was at least to some degree part of that is on your coworker, and you have to work with them.
Yeah.
Like, how would you feel?
I think if she agreed to stop, I'd be okay with it. It also depends how much of the content was Jen focused.
Yeah.
Like, if 75% was Jen and 25% was about me,
it's
fine.
But they all knew the account, and they all said it trashed all of them that it had been harassing them for 3 to 4 years.
I think, in terms of a show, in terms of a coworker, Monica's doing her job the best right now. And because of it, you're all getting raises. So.
And an Emmy.
And an Emmy. and EGOTs. So, to me, I would kind of be like, that's weird. Let's have a conversation about it. Like, try to force her to never do this again. I mean, it's not like they film that much of each other that's not already on camera. I wouldn't think so.
And she also has to know, like, going back on the show, she's a target now. Like, she's 100... Like, they're going to bring that up in any fight they have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so her going on the show is also going to be hard for her, I think. But she'll do it for attention.
Yeah, she'll do it.
And money.
Yeah, and money.
Huh.
What do you think?
I think the amount of charisma you have to go on a show, your first season, to basically steal it, be a villain, and somehow still be likable, at the end of it, it's like,
crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the perfect housewife.
Yeah. She's like...
Yeah. Maybe she'll get her own a spinoff.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't watch a spinoff.
I don't think she has enough... Like, what is it gonna be about?
Her kids?
Mom?
Her mom? What else do you need? Her ex-husband?
Grandma?
Brother-in-law?
I guess. If they want to... They could, like, really dig into her life. Yeah.
The family Garcia.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because you can... Because there are so many newcomers in the other franchises as well.
Yeah.
And if you compare it, Monica just blew it out of the water.
Yeah, who's the new one on Beverly Hills?
Anne-Marie.
Boo.
NECA on Potomac.
Crystal, I like a lot of things about Crystal, but she's been on Housewives for 3 years and has not done anything close to the work.
Or Garcelle.
I was rooting for her. No! Garcelle's
fine. Cut that out.
Thank God.
Just because Garcelle doesn't have to raise her voice does not mean she is not speaking.
Who do you think was fighting with Erica a lot of times?
Garcelle. And Tom calls her.
Yeah.
She didn't mean to do that.
And she fought with Retta hard.
Okay, whatever.
Anyways.
Monica didn't stand strong for this one.
Because we know the truth.
Well, I'm excited for the reunion. So
okay, let's
talk
get
about
to the reunion part. So, it's three parts, thank God. On Twitter, people were saying it was only going to be two, so I'm really glad it's three. Mm-hmm. Andy says, since Bermuda, you all as a group have not been together. Monica, you've been accused of being a troll account. And then she gets out this burn book. And they all are like, oh, no. And then Lisa again says the thing about driving by Jen's house. And she says, like, why would you be doing that when you have four kids at home? And then Monica says, keep my kids out of your fucking mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andy says, Jen gave you the black eye. Tell us how it happened. We don't know after that. And then Meredith does a Whitney impression. And Mary is like... Meredith, it's so easy. It's not like that. It looks good so far.
Mm-hmm. I don't think, yeah.
You know we're not going to get any of that shit until the last episode.
For real. Although I find it, I think it's going to be hard for them to avoid. I don't know, because I feel like it's just going to take up multiple episodes.
So maybe the whole ending part?
The whole mod. Because, like, what else is... I don't think anybody's going to want to talk... Well, I don't know. They'll have to go into her mother's stuff. And
yeah.
I could see... Yeah, they have enough to put it off.
Does Jen call in? Is that true? That she zooms in?
I doubt it.
Andy denied it on the podcast. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was another good episode.
That was crazy.
One of the best episodes I've ever seen on the television.
Well, how would you rank the seasons?
Oh.
Last season, last, I would say.
For sure. Yeah. Big boot.
It's so hard. The Sprinter van scene, you just can't beat it.
Yeah,
you can't beat
it. Yeah. But what about You Smell Like Hospital?
Yeah, season one was
Grandpa
really...
Fucker?
Yeah.
A tie season... for first, except for this, except for last season's last.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the season, like, parts of it were slow, and then it picked up in the Bermuda episodes a lot.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the whole, the trips on this were really, like, good. The
Palm Springs
and the Bermuda trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, this might be the number one.
Number one?
Yeah. I still put season one as one for me. Just, it got me to watch a housewife show.
True. Yeah, and it was such a weird, like, it
I wanna
was
re-watch.
Very not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It was very, like, instantly entertaining.
Yeah, it was extremely diverse.
Do you want to...
when we finish this
re-watch
one,
and should
we rewatch and recap each episode?
I guess.
Do it.
All right, well, it seems like it's going to be an exciting time for the next 3 weeks still, so we will be back for all of those recording. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and review it. Wherever you listen, if you're on Spotify, we are going to put up some polls and stuff like that for you to respond to. We also have an Instagram, @privilegedtwinks, where I post every week just a little graphic of my favorite memes I saw on Twitter that week, and it's a good place to chat about the episodes. We also have a new podcast that we hopefully will be bringing back this week
called
The Belly Flop.
Yeah.
Where Travis leads a discussion about a topic that I do not know anything about, and he knows a lot about, and we talk about it. So that is called The Belly Flop. It is linked on our Spotify as well. And thank you, Kinda and Crystal, for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And I'm Tyler.
And I'm Travis.
And this has been Privileged Twinks.
Okay, goodbye.